Hello everyone, this is Star Wars Metropolis, and in today's video, we'll be talking about what a new Star Wars VR game could look like. But before we get to that, if you guys give me a like and possibly a subscribe, if you want to see more content like this, that'd be great, help me out a lot. Now, as of this time when I'm recording this, right now we only have 3 Star Wars games that are VR titles. So right now we have Vader Immortal, Episodes 1 through 3, Star Wars Tales from Galaxy's Edge, which is based on the Galaxy's Edge from Walt Disney World, and we have the newly released Star Wars FX Pinball for Oculus Quest 2. Now, we already have the first-person shooter game covered, which is the Tales from Galaxy's Edge game, and we already have the lightsaber combat game, which I will say is very immersive, and of course, the Star Wars pinball game is pinball, but Star Wars. Now, the best genre I could say that deserves to have a VR game is a starfighter-type game. So if you want to pull a technicality, there are already a couple Star Wars VR titles, but they're games that you can play also in VR as well as on a console or PC. What I'm talking about is a completely from the ground up VR standalone title. We had in the first Star Wars Battlefront, if you got PSVR, you could play a VR mission that lets you fly a starfighter. And in Star Wars Squadrons on PC, I believe, and PSVR, you could also play the game in VR. But what I want is I want a built from the ground up VR standalone title. Maybe multiplayer, doesn't have to be, but I think building it from no foundation rather than just tack it onto a game that's already been built would make it a lot more authentic with those touch controls and hand movements in mind, specifically made for it. Now, Star Wars Squadrons was a success. It sold more than EA expected. It beat its sales goals, so it shows that there is an audience for this type of game, and I feel like if they make a VR game in that exact type of how Squadrons is set, I think it would sell extremely well, because again, there is an audience there that likes those type of games, because there is still people still playing it to this day. Now, I'm going to explain a little bit how the game would work and how it'd be set up. So, my ideal setting for this game would be Clone Wars, because Clone Wars is the best era, change my mind. And some of the content that people wanted to see in Squadrons was Clone Wars. However, we all know it was set during the original trilogy, which I'm not complaining because I love X-Wings and TIE Fighters. Now, of course, the game would be locked first person because it's a VR game, and you'd only have a view from the cockpit. But Squadrons had a lot of interesting cosmetics that you can put inside of your cockpit, like bobbleheads and different things hanging from the ceiling and different like colors on the inside, including the suit that your character was wearing. And yes, I will be taking a lot of stuff from Squadrons, but that's only because that's the most current starfighter fighting game that we've gotten in decades. I believe the last actual Starfighter game we got was Jedi Starfighter for the Xbox and PS2 back in 2002, so. Now, the way the gameplay would be is you would fly around in your ship. You'd be able to control your Y-axis and X-axis, your movement, while having all your controls being able to be operated by moving your arms, pressing different buttons, and grabbing something, like grabbing the weapons and pressing the side buttons on the Quest 2 controller to fire. Like, something like that would be pretty immersive, and I think that'd be really cool to implement that. Where instead of just pressing buttons on a controller or a keyboard to make them do the action, you actually have to reach to the object you want to do. Like fire the weapons, you would have to, depending on where they are, you would have to grab that object and then press the button instead of just pressing the button like on a keyboard or controller. Having that extra step before being able to fire will just make it way more immersive, as well as already being immersive considering it's in VR. Now, I put a lot of thought into this part, and I would like to see hero ships, and being able to play as different heroes, like Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ahsoka Tano, maybe even Captain Rex and Commander Cody, and taking a little bit from Starfighter Assault from Star Wars Battlefront 2 2017 from EA, being able to play as those different hero ships would be really cool. Now imagine playing as Jango Fett inside the cockpit of Slave 1 and being able to fire off a seismic charge. How awesome would that be? And being able to hear different voice lines from the said characters, said heroes that you're playing as, that would be absolutely amazing. Now, having a point system, kinda like Star Wars Battlefront 2, would probably be the best bet for getting heroes, or if you rack up a kill streak or something like that, but who knows, you can fly into battle and have Anakin say, "This is where the fun begins." But of course, the heroes' ships and the heroes would just be more, air quotes, cosmetic. Of course, they'd be stronger than the regular ships, have more health, be able to do more damage, stuff like that. Maybe even a force ability, kind of like Jedi Starfighters, although not like crazy like that game did. I want to keep it grounded to where it could believably happen, like Squadrons. And of course, the main focus of the game would be sitting in the cockpit, flying the ship with the movement and touch controls and being able to look around and see and track with your own eyes, converting power from engines to shields to blasters to literally Squadrons in VR, but Clone Wars. And of course, since it's my concept of a game that should be created, since it's set in the Clone Wars, I believe that if there is a small campaign, the last level should of course be the Battle of Coruscant as like an epilogue, being able to play through that in a one-to-one recreation, as well as in like a sandbox kind of mode, would be absolutely incredible. I want to see how it would look flying over Coruscant, above Coruscant, next to all the Separatist dreadnoughts. That would be absolutely incredible. 10 out of 10. Now that's pretty much what I got for this kind of concept. I was going to go in a little bit deeper and make it a longer video, but I decided to keep it a little vague so that it could sort of be left to the imagination of what this game could be, and why it's not created yet is completely beyond me. But again, if you guys enjoyed this, why not give me a like, and if you're feeling up to it, give me a subscribe. Alright, I'll see you guys next time.